she has been treated at the back end of her political contribution. She had a valedictory speech yesterday, but interestingly, very few Green MPs were in the House, just the leaders, Marama and James. And she has some gripes with those two as well, and the way that she was treated. We know that Māori women face a tougher time in that big house than others, and Elizabeth is with us. Tēnā koe, Elizabeth. It's good to talk with you again.
Oh, kia ora. Lovely to be here today.
Tēnā koe. Okay, they call you a woman?
It isn't accurate.
Well, look, I don't want to offend. It's racist. Even that's probably a bit loose. Elizabeth, kia ora. You're stepping aside from politics, frustrated with the process, frustrated with the treatment, but remaining committed to the Greens' ideals and goals. What irks you most about what you've witnessed in the big house?
It's a difficult place to work in. It's very late hours. It's a very unusual kind of job. And actually, as an MP, we're not an employee, so we don't have protections inside that job that any other employee would have in this country. And I'm really proud of the things that I've done as an MP and the whare, and that this is the way I've gone out is not, doesn't sit well with me. However, as I said in my speech last night, I'm here to work. I came here to serve our people. That's what I've done, and I will do that right up till the last minute, which is the election. So, you know, I was really proud also that people we've worked with from across the country, many Green members, were there last night, as well as my whānau and our closest friends. So that, I think, is... If I am tested about my time in there, it's that the work I did with our people, that's what I hope I will be judged by.
Tēnā koe. And there's a lot of work done with our Rainbow and Takatāpui community, Elizabeth. Mm. But look, being a politician is not the be-all and end-all. Some say that you've reached the dizzy heights of success if you manage to get MP stamp at the back end of your name. Look, it can be okay for some who warm to that lifestyle, but it's not everyone's cup of tea, as we can see by the numbers who are stepping aside pre-election.
Well, that's exactly right. It is an incredible privilege. I've been told that it's easier to become an All Black than it is to become an MP. And it's a particular type of style for those who want to stay in that environment. I came in because some change can only happen in Parliament. I'm really happy to go back to working in our communities, knowing how it works now, so that I can advocate and I can connect back with people who are still here to keep doing the work, get the work done, because that's what it's about for me.
This term toxic seems to surface a lot, Elizabeth.
It does, but I think that there are many work environments that are not ideal, and, you know, I think people have fallouts with their bosses every single day in a workplace in this country, but when you're in Parliament, it makes the news.
But you don't want to be a crybaby.
I hope that the tenor of my speech shows that, yeah, I'm not here to whine. I wanted to call out what happened. I wanted to state my position and my view, set the record straight. But the bulk of my message was talking about how privileged I've been, the work that I've done, and in the communities that we are all there to serve. That's what's really important. And as you said at the beginning, I consider I'm a Green, I will always be a Green. And, you know, it's those values, it's those policies, it's those people that I uphold in the work that I do. And I don't need to be a member to do that, but I hope that one day I can rejoin the party. I'm not interested in standing again, but it's what we want to do in the world. That's what's important.
You know, I feel for you because you're something of a political outcast, it would seem, looking from the outside in. But you're credited with having said in your court at all, you can refute it if you like or stand by it, is that the chief criticisms were of the Green Party leadership for unfounded and increasingly elaborate allegations where no formal complaints or natural justice, never a process, let alone a tikanga-based one, and that this is an epic failure of leadership. This seems directed absolutely at James and Marama. Was it intended to be seen that way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I had to call out that behaviour. That was their choice. That was their decision to resolve an issue that they saw instead of coming and talking to me, telling me what was the problem. They went to the media. That is no way to resolve anything. The way I dealt with it was giving some leadership tips. I've been in leadership roles for the bulk of my life, and I think there's a basic plan, the basic teaching that when there's an issue in a workplace, that there are many ways to deal with it. I don't believe there's any other workplace where you would go to the media before you talk to the people involved. And so there was only a small part of my speech, but it had to be said.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Look, Marama enjoys tremendous popularity, and she seems to hold herself pretty well in the role that she has. But that is a stark criticism, too, and I do take your point. When accusations come in, they need to be investigated thoroughly, and there obviously is the age-old assumption of innocence until proven guilty. Sometimes people are almost convicted without anything having gone on to the table, and perhaps you were sort of caught up in that.
That's exactly right.
You know, and so you deserve your...
The colleague has never
come and
talked to me.
No, caught it all, mate. I'm very interested in what you're saying.
Well, that's exactly what happened. At no point did the co-leaders actually come and talk to me, ask me what happened, or even tell me what the problem was. I found out in the news that apparently people are saying things about me. At no point did they say, oh, hey, this staff person had this concern. Let's sit down and talk it through. Let's find out. And if I've done something, I will always apologise. I will always change my mind with new information, and I will always hold myself to the highest standards. And so if I've done something, I should be held accountable. It's not acceptable to bully any staff. I mean, you know, that's a common thing in this workplace and actually in many workplaces. And so, but none of that happened. None of that. It was just, as I said in the speech, day after day, week after week, month after month, my name and my character are being attacked. And you know, I walk out with my head high. All the communities that I work for, all of the people that I have connected with in communities like Te Waimanakāku, like Operation Pātiki at Kohu Pātiki Marae, they all came to my valedictory last night. They spoke at my event and farewell event after the speech because all of them, as I say, measure me by my work, by what I actually do, not what other people have to say about me.
Well, don't shed a tear as you walk out the door, Elizabeth. All righty. You went and you had a look around. You sort of sussed the lay of the land. You took your charisma and vibrant personality in there, dressed in Waiporoporo each week. No, you had a good look around, eh, sis? It's not for everyone, but the work goes on there, and particularly for you, what are you aiming to do outside, or is that sort of undetermined at the moment?
Oh, no, I think the two key things that I want to be doing is throw myself into some big research projects. Getting, you know, building on Mātauranga is always important in our communities. And also, I'm finally looking forward to setting back up my art studio and doing some actual artwork. I've been invited to join a couple of art exhibitions, so I think that will be a good draw for me after this. And just to say, you know, I turned 58 at the end of this year, and I got to be an MP. I got to do this, but it's only a small part of my whole life. And, you know, for all of us, it's the tapestry of our life. I know why I'm on this world and the work that I'm here to do, and this was one place I could do it, and there are many other places.
Tēnā koe. Well, look, I respect people who have a look and then decide it's not for them. the adversarial nature of politics, the whispers, the lack of respect at times, it can grind people down, good people. And
absolutely.
So I want to wish you well, Elizabeth, going forward. Just because you've stepped away from politics doesn't mean you've stepped away from Wātea. We're very interested in what you do next, and I'd like to one day see this bevy of green paintings you've got in your head. Will they be more purple?
It's always got to have something purple or something sparkly, but, you know, it depends on the kaupapa. The kaupapa drives the medium, the art media, and the colours. But, you know, even though this is part of what's happened at the end here, I'm so proud of being able to be an MP and do the work we can do. Being a Green MP meant I could do things in the House that probably no other MP from another party can actually do. So I am thankful. I am thankful for the party for putting me in here. And I'm proud of the work that me and my colleagues were able to do over this term. The fact it's ended like this is like, no, not ideal. However, it's still only a tiny part. It's a tiny part of my career here, but it's a tiny part of my whole life. So, you know, life goes on.
Well, you carried your head high in there, as you will out of there. But you joined the quite substantial club now called the XMP Club.
That's exactly right.
Good on you.
I'm all good with that.
And I'm all good with that too. It's been neat talking. Let's stay in touch and talk again when you get yourself settled. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Wonderful. Hei kona.
Hei kona. Thank you. You are 603.